Today's StreamGlobe devotional is titled, Conquering Fear. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Psalms 23, verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I have just read from the King James Version. Dan Lady accepted the Lord Jesus while serving in the military, inspired by the boldness and fearlessness of some of his Christian colleagues in the face of enemy fire. During one deployment, he observed how these soldiers, even in the midst of the fiercest battles, were full of courage and confidence, unafraid of untimely death. Among them, Donald stood out as someone Dan Lady liked fighting alongside because he always felt safer with him. While many soldiers were gripped with fear, these Christian soldiers would confidently quote Bible verses like Psalm 23, and their courage was contagious. After returning home from the battlefield, Dan Lady decided to become a Christian, convicted by the unwavering faith of his colleagues. Sadly, unlike Dan Lady's colleagues, many Christians today experience fear just as unbelievers do, because they fail to grasp that if the Lord is truly their shepherd, he will be with them even through the darkest valleys. This fear disconnects them from the grace and protection of the Lord. The victory that overcomes the dark forces of this world is activated through our faith. Ongoing fear often indicates a weakening faith. Go into today remembering that if you truly believe the Lord is with you, living in constant fear of what the enemy can do is an insult to him. As believers, we shouldn't live fearful lives because we know that the Lord is with us. Prayer. Ask the Lord to forgive any faithlessness in your heart and grant you the understanding to never live in fear again. If you have not yet accepted Christ as your Lord but wish to be saved, let's pray this prayer together. Hand over the ownership and government of your life to Christ today by confessing with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. You can say this prayer. Lord Jesus, I acknowledge today that I am a sinner. I ask you to save me and give me your Spirit. I confess that you are Lord, and I believe that you died for me and resurrected on the third day for my salvation. Thank you, Father, for receiving me into your glorious family. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Proverbs chapters 23 to 24. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If, for example, you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next, Proverbs chapters 23 to 24.
When you sit to dine with a ruler, note well what is before you, and put a knife to your throat if you are given to gluttony. Do not crave his delicacies, for that food is deceptive.
Do not wear yourself out to get rich. Do not trust your own cleverness. Cast but a glance at riches, and they are gone. For they will surely sprout wings and fly off to the sky like an eagle.
Do not eat the food of a begrudging host. Do not crave his delicacies, for he is the kind of person who is always thinking about the cost. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. You will vomit up the little you have eaten and will have wasted your compliments.
Do not speak to fools, for they will scorn your prudent words.
Do not move an ancient boundary stone or encroach on the fields of the fatherless, for their defender is strong. He will take up their case against you.
Apply your heart to instruction and your ears to words of knowledge.
Do not withhold discipline from children. If you punish them with the rod, they will not die. Punish them with the rod and save them from death.
My son, if your heart is wise, then my heart will be glad indeed. My inmost being will rejoice when your lips speak what is right.
Do not let your heart envy sinners, but always be zealous for the fear of the Lord. There is surely a future hope for you, and your hope will not be cut off.
Listen, my son, and be wise, and set your heart on the right path. Do not join those who drink too much wine or gorge themselves on meat, for drunkards and gluttons become poor, and drowsiness clothes them in rags.
Listen to your father who gave you life, and do not despise your mother when she is old. Buy the truth and do not sell it, wisdom, instruction, and insight as well. The father of a righteous child has great joy. A man who fathers a wise son rejoices in him. May your father and mother rejoice. May she who gave you birth be joyful.
My son, give me your heart, and let your eyes delight in my ways. For an adulterous woman is a deep pit, and a wayward wife is a narrow well. Like a bandit, she lies in wait and multiplies the unfaithful among men.
Who has woe? Who has sorrow? Who has strife? Who has complaints? Who has needless bruises? Who has bloodshot eyes? Those who linger over wine. Who go to sample bowls of mixed wine. Do not gaze at wine when it is red, when it sparkles in the cup, when it goes down smoothly. In the end, it bites like a snake and poisons like a viper. Your eyes will see strange sights, and your mind imagine confusing things. You will be like one sleeping on the high seas, lying on top of the rigging.
They hit me,
you will say.
But I'm not hurt. They beat me, but I don't feel it. When will I wake up so I can find another drink?
Do not envy the wicked. Do not desire their company, for their hearts plot violence, and their lips talk about making trouble.
By wisdom, a house is built, and through understanding it is established. Through knowledge, its rooms are filled with rare and beautiful treasures.
The wise prevail through great power, and those who have knowledge muster their strength. Surely you need guidance to wage war, and victory is won through many advisors.
Wisdom is too high for fools. In the assembly at the gate, they must not open their mouths.
Whoever plots evil will be known as a schemer. The schemes of folly are sin, and people detest a mocker.
If you falter in a time of trouble, how small is your strength? Rescue those being led away to death. Hold back those staggering toward slaughter. If you say, "But we knew nothing about this," does not he who weighs the heart perceive it? Does not he who guards your life know it? Will he not repay everyone according to what they have done?
Eat honey, my son, for it is good. Honey from the comb is sweet to your taste. Know also that wisdom is like honey for you. If you find it, there is a future hope for you, and your hope will not be cut off.
Do not lurk like a thief near the house of the righteous. Do not plunder their dwelling place. For though the righteous fall seven times, they rise again. But the wicked stumble when calamity strikes.
Do not gloat when your enemies fall. When they stumble, do not let your heart rejoice. Or the Lord will see and disapprove and turn his wrath away from them.
Do not fret because of evildoers or be envious of the wicked. For the evildoer has no future hope, and the lamp of the wicked will be snuffed out.
Fear the Lord and the king, my son, and do not join with rebellious officials, for those too will send sudden destruction on them, and who knows what calamities they can bring.
These also are sayings of the wise.
To show partiality in judging is not good. Whoever says to the guilty, "You are innocent," will be cursed by peoples and denounced by nations. But it will go well with those who convict the guilty, and rich blessing will come on them. An honest answer is like a kiss on the lips. put your outdoor work in order and get your fields ready. After that, build your house. Do not testify against your neighbor without cause. Would you use your lips to mislead? Do not say, "I'll do to them as they have done to me. I'll pay them back for what they did." I went past the field of a sluggard, past the vineyard of someone who has no sense. Thorns had come up everywhere. The ground was covered with weeds, and the stone wall was in ruins. I applied my heart to what I observed and learned a lesson from what I saw. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come on you like a thief, and scarcity like an armed man.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.